Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
I Just Got to Thinking by R. Thompson, Colorado, USA. My dad and I were hunting in the mountains surrounding Gunnison, Colorado. It was September 1988, and we were on a dirt access road to the wilderness area. Few people knew of this road. As my dad and I drove to our drop-off location, we saw an old hunter with vehicle trouble. We stopped, and from the look on his face, I knew there was a serious problem. He had tried to cross a ditch-like road depression. His radiator had flexed in its mounting brackets, and its top had popped off. All we could offer was a ride out to get a new radiator in town 30 miles each way. We thought of getting a tow truck, but the man mentioned he probably didn't have enough money for that. My dad had an idea, though. I would continue to hunt from our drop-off point, and he'd take that man down with a broken radiator to town for repair. My dad didn't mind helping the elderly man. I remember my dad always telling me to help out where you can, even if there isn't a promise of reward or expression of gratitude. Know that it always comes back when you may need it the most. I hunted the rest of the day, but a hitch in the story developed in town. All the parts stores were closed. It was Sunday and hunting season. My dad took the man and the damaged radiator to a friend who had a garage. Dad thought he could solder the temporary patch on the radiator and then get the truck to town for a more lasting repair. The repair was made and the truck was fixed. The man drove off to town and my dad returned to the planned pickup point for me. When I arrived, he told me what had happened, and we planned for tomorrow's hunt as we drove back to town for the night. As we approached the outskirts of Gunnison, there alongside the road was the old man's pickup. We guessed the repair hadn't worked, so we slowed down as we came closer. The old man stepped out from the front of the truck and waved us down. I rolled down my window and my dad asked if the repair had failed. "Nope," the old man said. "I just got to thinking while I drove that I really hadn't thanked you all for what you've done for me. So I just pulled over and waited for you to come by. Boys, I'm buying you dinner tonight." We followed him to his favorite cafe. As we drove behind him, my dad and I had to think on this. That old man must have waited beside that road for over 3 hours to catch us coming back into town so he could buy us dinner. It was that important to him to express his gratitude for what my dad had done. If you really are committed to making a gesture of thanks, nothing will stop you.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.